Moshe is given his name not by his parents and not by anybody other than by Paro's daughter. Fascinating how that could be. He's given the name Moshe Kiminamayim Mishisihu. Now, Chazal give us other possibilities of his name. Maybe it was Avigdor, maybe Tovia from goodness. There's a lot of possibilities, and yet the name that stuck with Moshe Rabbeinu becomes the name of Bas Paro. Why is that? There are many possible, names if he has according to Chazal, and yet we again choose the one that was given to him, not by his mother, not by his family, but the one given to him by Bas Paro. And I think that the answer to that is not so far off from the answer to yesterday's question. Yesterday we discussed the fact that there will always be people, not always a lot of them, but there will always be people that will do the right thing in difficult circumstances. But Jonathan Sachs points out the simplicity of what Miriam really says to Bas Paro. She doesn't speak from a place of honor and respect, but rather she kind of says it straight out. Listen, let's just take this kid, let's send him home to his mom. His mom will take care of him and it'll all be fine. Why is it that she says this? Because she recognizes that you gotta do the right thing. This is not a matter of other than you recognizing that there's a child in distress, and how could you do anything other than that? Bas Paro gets the naming rights. Bas Paro will go down as the one that gave Moshe his name forever. Moshe, the greatest man to ever live, because Bas Paro did something that was really hard. She stood up to her father's evil decree, said, I have to do this, because how can I go to sleep at night? Now, what's interesting is that Chazal talk about what happened to her maids that were with her. Her maids went to die, say Chazal. Why is it? Because they didn't see it as straightforward as Bas Paro. They said, well, how can we do this? Like, we can't stand up to your dad. Your dad is might, and might makes right. And Bas Paro says, no, right makes right. And that's what we're going to do. And for that, she is forever given credit for naming Moshe Rabbeinu. I think Chazal are teaching us something so important, really. The Torah is teaching us something so important, is that sometimes someone does something so big that we don't necessarily look at who they are and what their source is, but we say that this is a person that needs the credit that they deserve. Have a great day.